There could be some hope on the horizon for the family of Langford girl Charlay Pollock, who are fighting to reverse a decision by the province to end her medication funding. Over a dozen U.S. Batten disease clinicians and researchers have written to Premier David Eby and Health Minister Josie Osborne, raising concerns about the clinical and scientific justification used by the province to terminate the 10-year-old's access to the enzyme replacement therapy drug, Brineura. Drawing from their collective and unparalleled expertise, the experts have strongly opposed the decision and called for a review of the current discontinuation criteria. They say the motor language scoring tool used by the province was never intended to be used for decision-making regarding treatment discontinuation for patients like Pollock, who live with the rare neurological disorder. It does not measure therapeutic response in critical domains such as seizure burden, hospitalization frequency, comfort and family-reported quality of life, said the July 16 letter from members of U.S.-based Batten Disease Centers of Excellence Program and U.S. Batten Disease Clinical Research Consortium. It's a point made many times already by the girl's family and medical team, who have said Brineura still has many benefits for Pollock, including a life free from daily seizures. Having cared for the majority of U.S. Batten disease patients treated with Brineura, the experts say the drug has demonstrably prolonged survival, slowed progression, improved seizure control and enhanced quality of life. Last week, Osborne said the ministry would be standing by its decision, given that there is no clinical evidence Brineura would provide further benefits for Pollock. Speaking to media July 17, Eby described the letter as significant and one that he is taking seriously. He also acknowledged there is a disagreement between BC's experts and Batten experts from around the world. The health minister will be taking the letter to the Expensive Drugs for Rare Diseases Committee and will have more to say Friday, July 18, Eby said. To see the suffering of this family, the anxiety of this family, and their beautiful child that faces this horrific diagnosis and what they have yet to go through. You know, whatever we can do to support them, I want to do that, he said. And at the same time, we have this challenge of disagreement between experts. Yuri fails with her daughter Charlay Pollock July 17 after she received her first privately funded dose of Brineura. Courtesy of Yuri fails. As Eby answered questions from reporters, Pollock was in hospital to receive her first privately funded dose of Brineura. The community has helped raise over $66,000 in a matter of days to help Pollock's family pay for the drug, which mom Yuri Fales says costs an estimated $33,000 per dose. How inspiring and beautiful it is to see British Columbians, to see a community come together around Charlay and her family to support them in this moment, Eby told reporters. That's the kind of province this is, that's a really amazing thing to see and I'm very grateful for that. While the family understands the fundraiser is not a long-term solution, they hope enough money can be raised to fund the biweekly infusions for as long as possible. When told the health minister would be speaking about the expert's letter Friday, Fales said, I hope it's good news. To donate to the I Stand With Charlay fundraiser, visit www.gofundme.com/f/istandwithcharlay.